Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele running things behind the scenes, making sure everything is coordinated and supervised right. At 520, we have the skipper of the LSU baseball team, Jay Johnson, will join me right here on the Big 870 WWL as the Tigers prepare for Friday's game, and that'll be right here on the Big 870 WWL. Pregame at 6 o'clock. Barring anything happening that would delay it, and 6:30 first pitch, and we know it'll either be Mississippi State, Auburn, and that sort of thing. Texas A&M, it'll be one of those teams as they fight it out to play the Tigers. But you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL this coming Friday. We'll go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, in the huddle with Mike and Cullen.
Hey, Mike and Cullen. Hey, a couple things. Congratulations to UNO baseball. I mean, between all the budget cuts and the enrollment being down at UNO and, Master P's in to save the day and Blake Dean leaves the LSU, a legend as head coach of UNO baseball. He saw the writing on the wall. They've made a great run here, and now they're in the Southland Conference finals coming up at the end of the week. So hopefully they can make a regional. That'd be a great run, great boost for the morale of the athletic program. I was telling Cullen, I thought Jokic and Westbrook were going to make a push. It didn't happen. We're going to have some new blood in this title situation with the NBA. And, I'm cool with it. And switching another gear here, I've been meaning to ask you this, Mike. What's your take on this Iowa State quarterback, Deckers? I know I don't look at it just as a camp body. I know Hayner and, Rattler obviously might have an advantage from a standpoint of, experience. I really think Rattler in some ways, because of that extra year, don't underestimate him. I know Kellen Moore picked Shuck, and Shuck is his guy.
Yep.
But I think this training camp, that extra year means a lot. You know that. A second-year guy compared to a rookie. Again, I know Kellen picked Shuck, but Deckers, I mean, listen, Hayner's the guy that may or may not make the team. Obviously we're not going to get Kirk Cousins or Aaron Rodgers. I think both of those guys think they could start another year or two in the NFL. I wouldn't be surprised. I want to get your take on this. If, the Browns have many quarterbacks, if Flacco gets cut, because they're going to have to make a decision in Cleveland. I could see Flacco being a guy that would be of interest for the Saints, a guy to kind of mentor these guys. Because he, unlike Rodgers and Cousins, Mike, I just feel like he'd be fine with being in a mentor position. But, yeah, I wanted to get your take on Deckers, and do you think he could beat out Hayner if it doesn't come to that?
Jimmy, one of the things, you keep four quarterbacks. I think with the expanded practice squad, you're going to keep four. And knowing the way that Kellen Moore feels about the quarterback position. You know, it's priority with him. And so I think you keep four. And one of them is going to end up on the practice squad. Decker's, you know, he's an Iowa guy. You don't see that state produce a lot of quarterbacks. Now, tight ends is a different story. Offensive lineman, different story. He started at Iowa State. He's southpaw. When he throws the football on balance, he is a very accurate passer. One of the things I've seen with him last year at Iowa State, and even this year at Iowa Wesleyan, he has a tendency to want to kind of throw it, and he's off balance with his feet throwing it. I think that's something Nussmeier and Kellen Moore will work with him on to get more balance throwing it. He's got an average, slightly above average arm, but he processes things very well, quickly. And, you know, he got caught up in his gambling situation. I don't know every detail about it, but that's why he wasn't starting at Iowa State and sat out a year and then went to Iowa Wesleyan. I think I'm interested to watch him. Not that I don't think he's got talent. He's got talent. Mechanics is something he's going to have to work on, throwing the football with his feet set better and over the top, because a lot of his throws at Iowa Wesleyan, he was moving and he was kind of on his tippy toes making that throw on the run. In the league, you can get, if you Drew Brees, you can get rid of that. You know, you can get away with those sort of things. But he's going to have to do a little better job mechanically getting sound. What you talked about, UNO, man, ain't nobody had. Houston Christian and UNO playing for the Southland Conference title. If you think about it, in January and February, that wasn't on anybody's wish list. It might have been a wish list, but things that were going to happen. And so, man, give Coach Norris a lot of credit to take over. This was a tough situation. You pointed it out, budget cuts, things happening behind the scenes, and then Blake Dean, you know, going into private business to get this team focused and ready to play and to hit stride at the right moment. Man, I tip my cap twice to him. I think Dad's done a fantastic job at UNO. The thing with Denver, you know, they had to run. It's hard to get back to where you are. We've seen it, and I know Cullen will use it for his Bet365 triple option feature, just how difficult
it is. Don't go spoiling
it,
Mac.
for it, and he'll get into more detail with it. But I do think that, you know, the team not getting a lot of love, man, a whole ton of money today in the gambling world at two major casinos betting on OKC. And I get it. They were the bettors' love team this year because they covered so well on games, critical games. And they've got this young squad and they're talented. I'm just telling you, Minnesota is a really, really good basketball team. And I think they will take this to the limit. I wouldn't put any money on it. Either way, I just want to enjoy the watch and see them play. But from a gambler standpoint, man, the last 12, 14 hours, a lot of money headed the way to OKC. That's when you got respect. Ed Reed said it years ago. Hey, Mike, when you get paid, that's the ultimate respect from your employee. When you're a basketball team and this is outside of your world, but when people think you that good and willing to put their money on you, that's the ultimate respect. Got a lot of money flowing OKC's way, but man, I think it's going to be difficult against the Timberwolves. I just think that will be one heck of a series. And again, they're not getting the love that the Knicks are getting or Pacers are getting, or, you know, certainly not what OKC is getting at this point in time by people who's willing to risk their money betting on them. And even in the sports world, to listen and doing sports talk in different areas, man, they talk about the three other teams. You hardly hear anything about the Timberwolves. Of the four teams, they're getting the least amount of love nationally. But I'm telling you, they're going to get in the ring with OKC, and that's going to be quite a battle. When we return, we'll have on with us the head baseball coach of the LSU Baseball Tigers, Jay Johnson, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the skipper of the LSU baseball team, Jay Johnson. Coach Johnson, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
You got it. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Coach, with the format out in Hoover, I think I know the answer to this, but I've had a texter, a couple of them ask about it. Has it changed what you do this week in preparing for a Friday game?
A little bit. You know, the past couple years, we've gone straight from the last series directly to Hoover, because even if you finish high like we did, you would be playing on Wednesday if you got a bye. Now it's not till Friday with where we landed. So we actually rolled the dice last week and decided to fly home from South Carolina, which we'd have been right back on a bus had we, you know, had to play on Wednesday instead of Friday. So team came through. Everybody's happy. Coaches, players are happy. Players' girlfriends are happy. They get to see them for a couple more days. We're on it. We just had a simulated game today with some pitchers that needed to throw and some guys needed some at-bats. Some of the regular guys we got in for some cage work and kind of a lighter day just to let their bodies recover from the 30-game SEC schedule. And we'll have two good practices here the next couple days, load up on Wednesday and work out in Hoover on Thursday, get ready for Friday.
Coach, doing this for 40 years, and I got coaches in my family. I heard you say something the other day that reminded me of something a family member of mine who was coaching before had told me about. Sometimes you have teams that you look at yourself and say, boy, I'm glad we had this point, because I don't think I could have asked for any better. But you made the comment, this team has not hit ceiling yet. There is still some growth left on this baseball team. And I think coaches know it better than the fan, media, anybody else to know about their team. And it just kind of caught me that a lot of times, if coaches are honest with you, they'll tell you, hey, we just lucky we at this point. And, you know, whatever we get afterwards is kind of Louisiana. It's called a lanyap. But I think you looking at this, that you really see some growth here for this team, not only at the SEC championship game, but into the regionals.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the one thing that I think that we can hang our hat on is we've been pretty consistent, you know, outside of we had a tough weekend at Auburn, which, you know, like us, will be a top eight national seed on the road. And they played very good that weekend. You know, we've been pretty consistent. So I think the approach to winning has been good. I do think there's some better offensive play in us that we've seen at times that we saw a lot for the first 34 games of the season. I like the last 2 weeks a little bit better than maybe, you know, the middle of league play. And, you know, we just hit a stretch where, you know, we're playing a lot of the best teams in the country, and it's that they're that way because they have good pitching. We've had some pieces in the bullpen really start to emerge for us. So I think getting it firing on all the cylinders, we can be a team that can be very difficult to play and win against.
Coach, if every year I told you have two freshman All-SEC players like Derek Curiel and Kason Evans, hey, man, you take that offer right then and there to get two like that.
100%. You know, and, you know, it's a really good freshman class, and it's a good honor for Kason, good honor for Derek. I believe Kason was the best freshman pitcher in the league this year. That's saying quite a bit. I think Derek was, you know, the best freshman position player in the league. And we knew when we recruited them, they were guys you knew were going to make an impact. And that's a little less common than you would think, because there's such a jump from like high school baseball to what the SEC has become. Not everybody can handle it. Those guys are talented guys, but their maturity and their mindset have allowed them to succeed quickly. And we're proud of them for that, and super happy to have them at LSU.
Coach, I've been wanting to ask you this because we've had it so many different ways, because you talk about a jump. Give me, what was the tip to go recruit Daniel Dickinson? It's not like he's playing at a major college somewhere, but kind of give us the background story of how Dickinson got to LSU, but how you found out about Daniel.
Yeah, I mean, this day and age, you're just kind of paying attention to college. I love college baseball first and foremost, and so I'm a guy that looks at a lot of the scores and, you know, reads up on a lot of players. And, you know, he had not one but two outstanding seasons. And, you know, Utah Valley is a good program, and it's a really cool area. And I've heard really good things about Daniel's makeup and character. And, you know, he didn't really decide to go into the portal till way later in the process. So it wasn't like some foregone conclusion. But, you know, I have a lot of friends out west that, you know, there was some like, hey, if that guy from Utah Valley goes in the portal, that's who you want to get. You know, whether some coaches in the WAC or just in the West in general. And then he made Team USA. And so, I mean, he was a pretty high profile name. I remember seeing him this summer in the Cape Cod League. I was actually up there recruiting Chris Stanfield, who already was in the portal. And I saw Daniel play. He wasn't in the portal yet, but it didn't take me long to go like, wow, he's as good as I've heard, you know, type thing. And so it was kind of an easy decision. Like, once it became, he decided he was going to go and transfer, like, let's get on this right now and see what we can do to get it done. And it's a perfect match. I mean, his life's built around baseball, and that's what you have to play for me and play at LSU. And it's not just his tools and his ability, but how he plays really lifts our team. And I'm proud of him for that.
Coach, what you just brought up, Jacques Doucet and I were doing a speaking engagement last Thursday. And he had asked me, you've been doing this, Mike, longer than I have. Have you ever seen an LSU coach as focused as Jay Johnson is, from starting lineup, what I'm going to do the next day, recruiting, that sort of thing? And I mean, listen, I grew up with Coach O, so I knew how much emphasis he put on recruiting. But I was telling him, the only guy I could say was like that in kind of the – in this sort of era was Nick Saban when he was at LSU. Nick was like that his whole life, so to speak. And Nick used to say, well, I got 4 to 5, maybe 6 hours sleep a night. And I'm like, come on, dude, ain't no way. Cause you know, I'm sort of wired like that too. After 4 hours, I'm up, you know, I don't know why, but I'm up. And that was my answer to Jacques, that other than Saban, to have that laser focus, and what you brought out about Dickinson, I think that's what you look at in a player.
No doubt about it, and I really appreciate you saying that. I can't say this very often around LSU, but I was a huge Alabama football fan before I came here because of Coach Saban and the respect for their program. And, you know, a couple of my assistants at Arizona, like, we talked about, like, hey, can we – and this was at Arizona I was talking about, you know, can we turn this into Alabama football with the structure of the organization and recruiting and development and pipeline for Major League Baseball the way they were for – the NFL, and we did a great job there. Got to Omaha a couple times in 5 years, played for the championship. But, you know, you could clearly see there was a difference in the SEC, and obviously our program, you know, had the great history with Coach Burtman to lean back on, and, you know, kind of like Alabama football in that regard. So it made this one really appealing, and excited to be here and excited to chase that. And you're right when you talk about Danny. It's like I said, a guy who builds his life around baseball. And the only thing I don't like about Danny is we'll only have him for 1 year because he's a great player and he'll be on to pro baseball after this year. But he sure made a great impact on our team, and he's a great human being as well.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One of the things before the season, we had on former Major League Baseball pitcher Scott Sanders on. And I asked Scott, what do you think is the biggest key for this season? And he very quickly answered how well Cade Anderson and Anthony Iverson can pitch. Man, I think back at that. Man, he hit the grand slam home run. Because you're not in this spot today without what Cade and Anthony have done. They have just been magnificent out on the mound for you.
They've been the key to the whole thing. And, you know, that's really observant, you know, of Scott to say that. You know, Cade, you could see it as a freshman last year, but he hadn't pitched in a year and a half because he was coming off Tommy John. So there was a little bit of a learning curve, and he blew right through that, did the things he needed to do to really, really be successful. In terms of Anthony, you know, like Danny, you know, on the pitching side, that was the one guy on the pitching side in the transfer portal. It's like, we have to get this guy. this is going to tip the season in the direction we want it to if we do. It's going to be harder if we don't get him. And because it would kind of push everybody up into a different role than they have. And he was right. I was right in that. And they both have been spectacular. And, you know, it's a wide open deal this year. I don't think there's really a clear cut favorite to win the championship. Those guys are going to give us a great chance to win every time that they pitch. And this is a team of really good guys. And when your best players, your best pitchers are the best human beings in your locker room, that really helps your team. And that's how I feel about, you know, Cade and Anthony.
Jared Jones, you've seen the growth in him over the last year in watching him develop as a more patient hitter, I should say, than we had saw maybe earlier last season for you. But man, I think about guys that are going to be dumb enough to throw a ball over the top of the plate that you know damn well where it's going to end up at. His growth as a hitter, though, that is really surprising how well and how patient he's been as a hitter. Because a lot of times when you have that much power and you built like him, man, I know what I want over the plate. But he has been and developed into a much more competent and patient hitter than we saw a year ago at this time.
No doubt. I'm really proud of him. His growth here over 3 years has been amazing. From really good freshman year, got a lot of playing time on probably the hardest team ever to break in on play on as a freshman in the history of LSU, our 2023 championship team. And hit with power, hit around 300, swung and missed a little too much, chased a little too much. Last year, we cut down the chase quite a bit. This year, he's cut down the chase along with the swing and miss and come up with a bunch of big hits on top of the homers. He's very underrated as, in my opinion, one of the best first basemen you could ever have defensively, and has done a great job for us. So very thankful to Jared, and it's going to be weird not having him around here after this year because of the impact he's made. And, you know, this weekend somebody told me he jumped up to third all-time in home runs at LSU. And think about all the great sluggers that have played here. What an accomplishment for him.
He's not as big, but you can see, man, from a talent and a power standpoint, Jake Brown and what he brings to the table. And he's not a full-time player for you, but, man, he's another guy that you see his development just as a sophomore, as a hitter, and being also more patient when he comes up to bat. Because sometimes, again, I go back to it, when you have that type of size and power where he's not quite as big as Jared, he's still a big man out there swinging a bat, you know, you have a tendency to fall into some habits and, as you pointed out, maybe chasing pitches that he shouldn't chase.
No doubt. No doubt about it. But I'll tell you what, you know, there's always a guy in your lineup, like when they play good, you win. And that's Jake Brown is one of those guys for us. And certainly proud of him. The monster development of him as a player since he's been here. I mean, he essentially came here as a pitcher. But, you know, I went to see a high school game during his senior year. We're talking about trying to keep him from signing a pro contract in the draft and making sure he got to LSU. And you could quickly see the athleticism, how he moved. I was like, this guy's got a chance to become one of the best hitters in our program, and that's what he's done. And, you know, really, really proud of his development. He's a great teammate, hard worker, invested in winning, loves LSU. And I think he's quietly becoming one of the best players in college baseball. And it's been awesome to see and excited. I think you'll see him play well here down the stretch.
Get your thoughts on what has happened at Mississippi State. I mean, just a couple years back, this team wins a national title, and then things sort of fall off the cliff a little bit, get rid of the coach. And what they've done the back half of the season, Coach, that's really impressive, because you could, as a staff or as a unit, say, kind of feel sorry for yourself. Okay, it's all lost. You know, we're not going. We're not doing anything. But, man, the toughness – mental toughness it takes to come back from something like that. I've been impressed with what I've seen from Mississippi State.
Yeah, no doubt. They're one of the hottest teams in America right now, along with Florida. And, you know, the Mississippi State thing is really interesting to me because we swept them here the third weekend of SEC play. And it was one of those, we finished the game. It was one of those that finished at like 1:30 in the morning. And I remember thinking, like, they're in a bad spot right now, but that's going to be significant because there's plenty of talent on that team. And I was right. They fought their way all the way back. I mean, they're a for sure two seed in somebody's regional that's going to be very unhappy when they show up because there's plenty of talent on that team and they're playing their best baseball now. You know, it's a tough business. We all know what it is and about. Coach Lemonis is a friend of mine, so I hated to see him lose his job. And, you know, I mean, obviously except against us, I wish they would have played a little better before he got fired, but that's neither here nor there. So,
Coach, last question for you, because I know you take a look at all this. Man, Hoover's famous. Okay, you got the SEC tournament there, but rain. Man, it rained every damn time. They got a tournament there. So tell us what it looks like for the weather Friday. I'm going to give you can play meteorologist here.
You know what? I've had to look at weather more this year than any year in my career. So I'll be honest. I heard they're having some rain tomorrow, which might affect the early rounds. But Tigers aren't even showing up till Friday on the field there at the Hoover Met. So as long as it's Good Friday, we're all good. And what I do remember, we played the championship game last year. It was beautiful on Sunday. And I don't know if it's the good Lord, but it just seems the longer the tournament goes, the weather tends to get better and better. So hopefully that's the case this weekend when we show up in Hoover to play.
Coach, best of luck to you in Hoover. And I know, man, winning the SEC championship, yes, that does still have meaning today. But you looking for bigger things down the road. But, hey, you got to play the SEC tournament first. So that is priority at this point.
No doubt. We'll be ready to roll this weekend and really appreciate all the fans here from Louisiana making the trip over there. And we're going to try to win and get them to stay as long as we can.
One thing I do know, alcohol and food sales will be up dramatically if you get it well into the weekend because, man, they do travel and they love the Tigers.
That's right. And I'm very, very thankful. That makes it one of the best places in the country to coach is our fans. And they were great at South Carolina this weekend, you know, basically took up a whole side of the stadium, which was awesome. And look forward to seeing them all in Hoover.
Coach, best of luck to you, and we'll talk soon. Thank you for coming on with us this afternoon.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
All righty. The skipper of the LSU baseball team, Jay Johnson, will be back for our Bet 365 triple option feature right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Myself along with Cullen Steele, Steve Geller. Steven, you first.
Guys, is this the last time we've seen this play in the NFL?
Hurts lines them up. They're looking like they're going for the tush push. He sneaks. He's pushed. He's in. Touchdown. Dallas Goedert with a big push from behind. And the Eagles break the ice of Super Bowl 59.
That was in the Super Bowl right here in the Caesars Superdome. Well, NFL owners are scheduled to meet tomorrow and Wednesday in Minneapolis to vote on a proposal to ban the tush push play that the Eagles have definitely mastered. The proposal was tabled this spring at the league meeting in West Palm Beach, but is expected to come to vote this week. It's been a staple of this Philadelphia Eagles offense now since 2022. Looking at the success rate for Philly, 92% in 2022. 88% in 2023 and 82% in 2024. In fact, 32 of Jalen Hurts' 54 career rushing touchdowns, they've come on the tush push. Now, the anti-tush push lobby is citing, quote, player safety and pace of play as arguments for banning it. But there's not been a single player on offense or defense that was injured on that play last season, and it's literally one of the fastest run times to the line. I just don't understand why there's been the push to ban the tush push, but it's crazy to me that I really think in the end it's going to happen, sadly.
That's a bunch of BS about player safety.
Yo, I agree.
Man, come on. You got these players playing on a Thursday after a Sunday night game or a Sunday game, and you worried about the tush push? Man, that goes to show the NFL, they're so far out of this world sometimes. Now, marketing, ain't nobody can touch them. they had another level of marketing. But, Steve, I think they will have some modifications because I don't think they want to single out this one play. But how many times have we seen it in a game? You see a running back, and he gets stood up by two defenders. And, man, they got an offensive player come right behind him and shove him like 6 yards farther. Okay, that to me would cause more of a health threat than the tush push. I think that you will see a modification of it. But what about the other stuff? Man, I've seen linemen sometime grab the jersey of a running back and kind of throw himself forward and push that guy too. So, man, the NFL, they're dealing with something here that I don't think they really have the answers, because that's why they tabled it the first time. They were looking for a solution, and I think maybe they have come up with an agreement, but you can't ban the tush push and yet still allow a lineman or a fullback to come run up the back of a runner and push him forward in the middle of the field.
I just worry, Mike, that the easiest thing to do to solve the problem is just get rid of it.
Well, sometimes there's stupidity involved in things in life. We all see that on a daily basis, but I think there'll be a modification of how you can use the tush push. But if you're going to stop that, then you got to make a rule about, you know, pushing guys forward, because to me, if that was a player safety issue, it's more that one than the tush push. Ain't nobody getting hurt on that play. Cullen?
Guys, I'm going to keep it in the NBA with the playoffs that we've got going on. It's going to be a new face hoisting the trophy. A new team will be raising their own banner. It's going to be the seventh individual champion we've had in the last 7 years. No consecutive winners this year with the Celtics bouncing out early. But more importantly, the teams that are left, because the Nuggets lost to the Thunder last night, the teams that are left haven't done it in either ever or a while. You've got the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are the youngest of the four remaining squads. They were found in 1989. They do not have a ring to their name. You then have the Pacers, who do have three rings to their name, but only in the ABA, not in the NBA. Their last ring was in 73, who, ironically enough, the Knicks, their last ring, of which they have two, was the same year in the NBA. The most recent of the bunch, the Thunder, won in 79. So you're going to have a team, either with the Pacers and the Thunder, or Timberwolves, who haven't won in the NBA in the entirety of their time. You've got the Thunder, who were the Supersonics at that point, and you've got the Knicks in 73. You're going to have a new face lifting that trophy for the first time in, what, 50 years? That's incredible.
Steve, I told this to Cullen when he told me what he was going to do. I said, man, you know, I'm getting old. I remember the 1973 Indiana Pacers when they won it. So, man, it goes to show you, man, the crown gets mighty, mighty heavy when you put it on your head in the NBA. Caleb Connolly does this every year, and he adds up the attendance marks all across college baseball. And who finished number one? LSU. 387,484 fans watch LSU baseball this year. And the number two spot, Arkansas, with 356,663. Mississippi State finished third. Now, despite the fact that, man, it was bad early on for them, they got hot late, and we just heard Coach Johnson say they're one of the hottest teams now in college baseball. 330,009 people got drawn in for Mississippi State. Ole Miss is in the fourth spot, 308,917. You could have knocked me over with a feather for this on the five spot, because I thought it would be Texas. And they in the sixth spot. Who's five? South Carolina. 251,414 watch South Carolina baseball this year. For people who say, well, South Carolina, they don't have an interest in baseball. Well, you didn't look at those numbers, right? Look, people, they love baseball at South Carolina. Now, you got to get players, first and foremost. That would help Paul Benary if you had players. But LSU, again, finishes on top. In attendance across the regular season, 387,484 folks
Mike, I love to hear that, Mike, just because one of the things that I first heard when I was getting ready to move down here way back in the day from New Jersey was all my buddies in the Northeast saying, oh, man, I can't believe you're going to move down to Louisiana. Nobody cares about baseball down there. Well, maybe not Major League Baseball, and that's not true either, but college baseball, people are frothing out the mouth for it. I absolutely love it.
Here's the thing. LSU is our Major League Baseball team. In Louisiana.
For sure.
They sort of have become our Major League Baseball team with it. And man, you go in different sections. You got Yankees fans. My grandfather, oh my God, that wasn't a bigger Yankees fan in the world. He got no connection to the Yankees other than the fact that, you know, he kind of grew up watching the Yankees and that was his favorite team. You got a lot of people because of the proximity with Houston Astros fans. Because of what happened in the 70s and 80s with Turner and also WGN, Cubs, Braves fans. Man, they got a ton of that. And if you, a little bit older, listening to St. Louis Cardinals baseball over the radio. So it's sort of a splintered Major League Baseball deal, but LSU is our Major League Baseball team here in Louisiana. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, we'll return after 6 o'clock. Steve will have a lot of sound from the Saints Golf Tournament with Mickey Loomis, Kellen Moore, Drew Brees from Saturday, and also Spencer Rattler right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.